I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Hi, it's Allison, and this week is a little different because I have some news to share, and I'd also love your help. So I'll cut to the chase. Next week will be the final episode of Can He Do That? This show has had a great run and answered some really meaningful questions about the presidency along the way. And now I feel like it's a good time to take a break and think about what other kinds of audio experiences the Post's politics team can bring to your ears. Plus, I'll also be going on parental leave next month and taking on a new role in audio at the Post when I get back. So lots of changes afoot. We started Can He Do That in January of 2017 on the day of Donald Trump's inauguration.
Welcome to the very first episode of Can He Do That? Here, we'll tackle all the ways that Donald Trump's presidency will be unlike anything we've seen before. Or will it?
I never expected that this show would gain such a big and enthusiastic audience. It's really been a rewarding journey for me, and I've loved hearing from listeners about what this show has meant to you. I can't thank all of you enough for your dedicated years of listening. It's really meant the world to me, and that's why I want to hear from you one last time. For next week's final episode, I want to know what's still on your mind. Did this show change the way you think about the presidency? What didn't we answer, and what are you still curious about? Call us at 202-670-6348. That's 202-670-6348. Leave us a message with your name and where you're from, and you might hear yourself on our final episode next week. In the meantime, if you're craving coverage about the leaked draft of the Supreme Court's abortion opinion, make sure you head over to our podcast, Post Reports. That team has been unpacking the implications of the draft. Listen to those episodes and make sure to follow Post Reports if you don't already. And also, stay subscribed here so you can find out the latest about any future Washington Post politics podcasts. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Talk to you next week. And for now, I'll send you off with something our longtime listeners might appreciate, our original, ridiculous theme music.